comes after around £2.2 million worth of investment in Melbourne Sports Complex in around about 2014. That was completed. So, yeah, it's a very positive asset for the community. And, yeah, we're looking forward to its completion, hopefully, sometime after Easter.
Very much a collaboration between Melbourne itself, the council, local sports groups, and the wider community.
Yeah, I suppose it's part of the funding bid that we got from the Department for Community as well, who have also supported this. You know, it was about, you know, this has been 4 years in the making, you know. There's been significant consultation with user groups in the area, which include football, which include rugby, which include Gaelic. As well, and this is a multi-sports pitch that all three of those codes will certainly have be able to play competitive matches on. And so, yeah, we're really looking forward to it opening and hopefully getting the use, and that will hopefully develop the sporting community of the area.
As you say, you're hoping for completion by around about Easter. You'll be hoping then by the end of April, beginning of May, we will actually see competitive games on that surface.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we're hoping by that time, all being well. Obviously, with the weather conditions as they are at the moment, sometimes there can be a bit of slippage in those plans and stuff like that. But I think we're still on schedule for in around those sort of timescales, yeah.